Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, that's the 5 o'clock hour. A shortened Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane, so 414-799-1250. I'll list them out for you right now. You think this ends up being a buck sweep? Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's busting out the brooms, but are you? Who can repeat their performance tonight, or who do you believe more likely is to? Kyle Lowry's 30-point performance where he went 7 of 9 from 3-point land, or Brooke Lopez, 12 of 21 in 29 minutes. But dropped 29 points. That's the center lane and in the left lane. Will Giannis have a LeBron-like effect on the Eastern Conference here as we sit in 2019, Sparky? Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2 tonight. Deer District is going to be rocking. People, I can only imagine, dress warm, but the rain and cold is not going to deter anybody from going down there and partying on a Friday night. If it was as lit up as it was on Wednesday when I was down for Game 1, I can only imagine it's going to be bigger and better for tonight.
Yeah, I'd bring your umbrella, obviously. Temperatures are going to dip, too, so I would dress kind of warm as much as you can. And remember, the MATC graduation is going on tonight as well. So if you've not left already, you may have some fun trying to find somewhere to park down there this evening, too. Or take one of those bar shuttles. There's plenty of bars that have shuttles to the Bucks playoff games. Take one of those bar shuttles or Uber, but baby Tosh warns against Uber because then you wait for like an hour to get an Uber ride out of there, right?
Well, yeah, yes and no. Actually, what we ended up doing was I ended up parking down like over by where Channel 12 is over on Wells, like 20th and Wells or whatever. Ubered from there was like $6. And then after the game, I was so jacked up. It was such a nice night. We just walked back.
You walked from the arena back to the ISN?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's a good like 2.5 miles, but I got my steps.
Yeah,
in.
I used to work at that building, so I know that building well. That's all part of it. But you go out there, you have fun tonight, get excited. If you haven't bought your broom yet for the series, you know you probably pick up a broom on the way down there for the sweep and be excited. And then after the game, I'll call in and Baby Tosh, myself, will be here and talk about that Bucks victory tonight.
So you really don't see a way right now that this isn't a sweep.
No, they could lose a game. Sure. I mean, anything's possible. I mean, they could have a bad shooting night like last time and maybe Toronto can't miss. I mean, that's always a possibility. That always could happen. But if you just compare these two teams, the Triumph doesn't have an advantage anywhere. They don't have an advantage on the bench. They don't have an advantage in the starting five. They don't have an advantage with the best player on each team. They don't have an advantage with the second best player on each team. Now, that could be arguable. You might say you like Siakam better than Middleton. For me, I just don't see how they win this game. Coaching, Budenholzer over Nick Nurse. Nurse, first-year coach. I just don't see it. Now, Golden State in the finals, that's going to be a hell of a series. That's going to go back and forth, and there's no way I'll be talking sweep or anything else. That thing's probably going to go 6 or 7 guaranteed, more than likely, if they get Golden State. And then, you know, will Durant play in that series? And that's a big thing because it doesn't look like he's going to play in this Golden State-Portland series right now.
So, Sparky, when I look at Brooke Lopez and Kyle Lowry drops the 30 points from the other night and 7 of 9 shooting from downtown, 10 of 15 from the floor. Brooke shoots 21 shots, 4 of 11 from downtown, but puts up the 29 also with the 11 boards, I think was huge, and the 4 blocks as well, obviously. For who can repeat their performance more likely tonight? And tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like part of me wants to say Lowry might be, primarily because if Malcolm Brogdon continues to play more run than he has and take more shots in his third game back from his injury, that can cut some of that out from Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, Budenholzer said that Brogdon's, quote, not on a minutes restriction, but we have to be smart. It's not a minutes restriction. Either way. So
exactly.
We'll see what happens tonight. I get your theory as far as if Brogdon takes more shots, that's less shots for Brook Lopez. But the reason I say that he's more likely to do it is because we've seen Brook Lopez hit 7 threes in a game.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it
yep.
a couple of times,
true.
I think, this year. So he's capable of getting hot from outside. That's why they call him Splash Mountain. So if he gets going from outside, if he hits 6, 7 threes, that's 18, 21 points. That's without a single free throw. That's without any tip backs. That's without anything down in the lower block. I think he might be able to get going again. And from the other thing about the Bucks' perspective is those guys are getting tired. Look, Gasol plays 40 minutes. He's not a young spring chicken anymore. Kawhi's shooting percentage has not been the best throughout the entire playoff run. It looks like he's starting to get worn out. They were 0 for 15 in that fourth quarter outside of Kyle Lowry. That's been said about a million times now from game one. So that speaks more volumes of those guys getting tired. I just kind of think they're going to run away from these guys tonight. I do. I just think they're just going to kind of run away and hide on them. And then Toronto's going to try and give them their last best punch in game three on Sunday. And if they don't win that one, curtains on Tuesday.
So you're feeling just a runaway tonight where you flip the switch in the third, first half's tight?
I don't know. We'll see. All of these games with the Bucks have been tight at half. All of them. Every one of them. You go look at the Boston series, they were tight every game at half, and then they ended up being runaways in the second half, whether it be Boston the first game or the Bucks the other ones. Last night, or the first game, same type of thing, close at halftime, and you're going, okay, well, Bucks are right there knocking on the door. I'll go. They're down 8 or whatever it was. They were right there. So then second half comes, and then eventually the light switch gets flipped on for the Bucks, and they run away. So it may be close for a half. But when I say they win big, I'll say they win by more than 10.
Okay, good. 7-point spread, so you'll say they cover, and that will continue what they've done pretty much all of the postseason mm-hmm. and all of the regular season. They've dominated at certain points in the game. When you say they want to end somebody, they do.
Defensive intensity picks up, and that's it.
And it changes. And two, I think some of the other guys on the floor, like Nico, was big defensively the other night, which you didn't expect to see at all.
He's going
to
get going offensively. I mean, that's another guy.
The other night.
Right, that's another guy. He could hit 5, 6 threes in a game. That's what I'm saying. They have so much firepower. Toronto doesn't have as much. So for Toronto to beat them, they got to pretty much have at least 3 or 4 guys really have good offensive nights together at the same time to have a chance to get this team.
414-799-1250. This is Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the 5 o'clock hour. That means we reset the big topics. We give you the final say on them. 414-799-1250. Right lane. You think this ends in a Bucks sweep? Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is advocating you bring the brooms out to Fiserv Forum tonight. We're not sure, though, if you can bring them in to Fiserv Forum. So if anybody can help us out with that, let us know.
There's no way they're letting you bring a broom in. There's just no way.
They wouldn't let this guy
at
game
one. Could you consider it a weapon? You can't. You're not going to let him bring
it. I can't believe I forgot to tell this story the other day after I was down at the game for game one. Toronto fan walking in, and quickly, we got to get to a break, and we got to hear from Robert Specialty Meats. Guy walking into the game, Toronto shirt, big old camera bag, right? It was well kept. It was a big Canon that he had, adjustable lens that
you
put on the front of it. They wouldn't let him bring it into the game.
Correct.
Because he was unlicensed.
Correct.
I had no idea that was a thing.
All professional sporting events.
Dude, my phone is just as good as pretty much any other camera, and I can bring that in, though?
Not necessarily, but yeah, no. You're right, because Kay has a camera, like you said, real, real professional-like. Can't bring it in. Minor league games, pro games, nope. They'll stop
Stupid.
You and make you take it out. Agreed. You can't bring it.
I don't know how that's a real thing. I think that's
ridiculous. I swear to God. Yeah, it's been going on forever. I forgot where we got stopped, and they wouldn't let her bring it in. I think it might have been a Bucks game last year.
Because I was standing there watching, and like I didn't obviously want to make a scene, because one, I didn't care that much, and,
right.
and two, it was more of just like I was stunned watching it. Frankly, I had no idea you couldn't do that.
I guess I'm impressed that Toronto lets you in, but it might have been the Bucks game where they didn't let her in with it. But yeah, that we've been stopped before with that camera. We don't even bother bringing it anymore to sporting events because we're never allowed in with it.
I'll tell you this. I would have been hot if I paid that much money and they wouldn't have let me bring that camera in.
Yeah.
That
is a thing. No doubt about it. Just like Robert's Specialty Meats is a thing, too. Milwaukee and Toronto get at it tonight and on Sunday before you settle down into your easy chair to watch some basketball. Make sure the food you're serving up for dinner like a champion in the house with quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Be a champ with what you're cooking up tonight. Paul Roberts has lots of options to make any meal satisfying. From hand-cut USDA prime steaks, awesome stuffed pork roasts, I need to try that, and chicken breasts to such easy heat-up dinner time treats like ribs on a stick, delicious, marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry varieties, original gourmet burgers, or more than 30 varieties of sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. Also recommend Al Capone burgers, which are delicious. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT to reserve your order. And when you visit, make sure to sample some of their made fresh daily cherry wood smoked beef sticks, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one choice. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. We still got a chance for you to win $1,000 in our national text contest. Keep it locked. And the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show comes up at 5:30. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Couple more minutes before Stevie gets you on deck for Brewers and Braves. Max Fried against Yolish Yassin. Also, then we'll talk after the game. I'll be starting things up with the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Roll right into the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Stevie, Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2. Now, I brought this up. I didn't know that they changed it to Eastern Finals. But if anybody's down there tonight, I want to see how many people are taking pictures with the big Aristotle.
Oh, I don't know, but right now Ben Steele just tweeted out a picture that Tom Izzo is at the game chatting it up with Ahmad Rashad on the sideline.
Oh, not Joey Hauser?
No. There have been a couple of things I've seen today on social media that everybody seems to think they're pretty much in for Wisconsin. Everything I'm seeing.
To be completely honest with you, I don't care.
They're both
I don't
going to the Badgers.
Care in any sense of only for this position and for my line of work. I am pulling so hard for them to go to the Wisconsin Badgers. It's not even funny.
For the job. Because the Marquette job. And Badger fans will want to kill each other.
Oh, it'll be amazing.
Well, Marquette fans specifically will want to kill Badger fans. Yeah, I mean,
it'll be
don't,
amazing.
I don't really care where they
talk
go.
Talk about turncoat.
I'm just saying if I was them wanting to put myself in the perfect situation to try and figure out how to get to the league and win a national championship, Tony Bennett in Virginia is a lock. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I really don't understand how this is even a thought process. There's no way, no how I'd go have football practices for my basketball practices with Izzo. That's psychotic. There's no way I'd ever put myself through that. So if I'm them, it's Virginia. You're going to Wisconsin because you want to be close to your family. That has to be part of it. Maybe they got some friends that go to Wisconsin already they want to party with.
Or they
hang
like
out
being
with.
The hot shot. They like being the cool guys on campus. They like knowing everybody knows we won that state title at Stevens Point. Nobody else can touch us.
Yeah, but y'all didn't have any success in the tournament at Marquette. So what am I getting so excited about you coming to Wisconsin for? I mean, I'm just saying that.
No, I get that part of it.
I mean,
yeah, for sure. But a lot of people will be there like, oh, man, those guys won at Stevens Point. Oh, right. Those are the Hauser brothers.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you'll definitely have some of that.
For
yeah,
sure.
There'll be some star power on campus. There won't be at Virginia. There won't be at Michigan State. So there'll be some star pop. But I guess for me, it's just, what is this all about? Like, why did you leave Marquette? Did you leave Marquette because you weren't getting enough shots? Did you leave Marquette because you didn't think you could get to the NBA from the Marquette standpoint? Because that's ridiculous. We've seen all kinds of guys go to the NBA from the Marquette standpoint.
Yep.
So that doesn't make any sense. Did you leave Marquette because you didn't think you had a chance to win a national championship? Because I don't think you're going to have any better of a chance at Wisconsin at this point. I don't get it. Like, I don't understand.
I was at a total loss for words when it happened, yeah.
It doesn't seem like much more than a lateral move.
Mm-hmm.
To
That's
me,
exactly
if,
what it
if,
is.
If they go to Wisconsin, it doesn't seem more than a lateral move.
Let's grab John on the south side before we transition to the On Deck show. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going?
What's
good,
up,
man?
Yeah, I just want to talk about Giannis being the next LeBron in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and what do you think about it?
I just think I'm all for it. I mean, I don't know how you can be a Bucks fan and not be all for it.
Appreciate the call, John. Yeah, all Bucks fans are hoping. That's for sure.
They're all hoping that he ends up becoming that guy.
And I think he's got every opportunity to become that guy. And that piece about Giannis the other day talking about how Giannis talking to Pau Gasol or whatever and said pretty much Kobe Bryant emphasized to him to add something new to your game every summer. Every summer, add something new they haven't seen and get really, really good at it and then bring that out that next season. And if he does that, come on, guys.
It's what we've talked about all the time with if you're not getting better and you're not doing something to better yourself, then you're not going to be one of the greats.
Correct.
He wants to be one of the greats, that's for sure. And then
of the greats, if not the greatest.
If not the greatest. And he's got the opportunity to be. And he's got an opportunity to continue just forging forward and forward tonight. Game 2, Eastern Conference Finals, Fiserv Forum, Bucks, Raptors. Stevie's back here with Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show after that one. I'll talk to you right away after Brewers and Braves wrap up. Unless they go like 15 innings or something like that. Maybe I'll be on after Sparky's done with the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Who knows? I've had awful luck the last few nights that I've been in here for the postgame show. So we'll see.
Maybe should I can get fun. You. Maybe I can get you a rain delay.
That's true. Yeah, you're doing the on-deck show, so there's a good chance there'll be a rain delay.
Yep.
Sparky's got your lineups and more next. Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on-deck show. Big Show's back Monday at 2 on The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.